present page, Rish Gimel. The mitzvah says, "Olam hamolei shibam miskala oratzer." Okay, so now what he wants, in other words, the point we're bringing to here is that creating a state where a person feels that he's a mitzvah is creating a place where he meets his barei. At that point in time, then the Ora Torah can impact the person. We have to relate to Torah. The Torah is not just a piece of knowledge or wisdom. It is an or. It's something which has a true spiritual element which can impact a person. The schools of Zoycha HaTalmud Chacham. When a person learns Torah, there's art marshabos maxal mutav. Aratara kosher the mitzvahs be kosher by yonotah. But it's connected to mitzvahs. Kolomer ein loy tara elatara afilatara ein loy. My time of Rapapa Merkrav Matemas Umatemas Yisem call Shiesha Masia Yesha Belamida Toshena Masia Belamida. So if you're not doing so, the Torah doesn't have the ability to have an impact. Midah Chazeres the Torah Mechamishim Rabbi Pesukim Al Azora Lishma Belasos Vegadol Talmud Gadol Shemayim Lidei Ma'isa. So it's a combination. It's not one or the other. It's a combination, which is the ikir. So it becomes a cycle. Becomes a cycle of the process. Okay. That the mitzvahs creates this idea of the kli. They make us into a kli which can be makabel. Because remember the official kli with makabel, which is a kli which is mole, as opposed to kli which is reikos. Right? So the mole over here is mitzvahs. So the explanation that he had was through a mitzvah we move into a world where Kadosh Baruch Hu. We have a true relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Then, in that world, there is the hashpah of the Ora Torah. Once a person has Ora Torah, the marshabos ma'asal mutif, simelo, we feel more connected to the mitzvahs. So, we're more connected to the mitzvahs, we're more in the mishnah of Kadosh Baruch Hu. The male of Ora Torah can be mashpia on us. And that's the cycle. The challenge which we have is the thought process which we've been saying until now, we sort of relate to it. That there's a mitzvah, there's a mitzvah, there's a mitzvah, there's a mokum where they touch, and that's until you're in the mokum where they touch, you're not really sitting in the world of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're in a different world. So you're in the world where you're empty out of Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Kli Reikon which the Chazal are referring to. We can relate to that. The Marshabo Machsel Mutav is something which is that we don't take it on faith because we see it. We don't understand it. We don't necessarily have a mahala to understand what it is. And this, I think this was the Chazal say Amal of the Oritz, all the Zomas Torah see, Shabbat Matar Tilo. So that my mom is this we're holding the Chayotim right now, is that Klai so didn't make a bracha on it because it's wisdom like any other wisdom. It's Chachma like any other Chachma. There's no difference in the Chachma. The Rosh has tremendous Chachma he puts in the Briyah, there's a Chachma of science, and etc. There's a Chachma called Torah. So of all Torahs, there's a Chachma So we don't make a bracha when we study science. We don't make a bracha when we study Torah. But the Marsha Mamasul Mutav requires that Torah is related to something other than just a chof. It's required that the Torah is related to as an or. The Bach says it, which is, he says that you can learn Torah as a hechatim sabalim to tell you what you have to do. The whole purpose of learning Torah is as a hechatim for the mitzvahs. So I learned Torah to have the understanding of the halachas I need to know to do the mitzvahs. So at the end of the day, that's not the unique element of Torah. If a person learns Torah without committing to the mitzvahs, so that's what they said before, so you don't have a kli the whole Torah. But if all that is just Echatim Sabahomo, so then the Torah, the Vayter, isn't giving you this unique contribution the Torah is supposed to give. And I think the challenge we have when we try and... take it and bring it into words to make it intelligible to us. That itself is a process. We're trying to make it into something which I can be type with the seichel. I try making it into chachma. So I almost say, yeah, well, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu's countenance is or, and the Baruch Hu shows his countenance to the Torah, so we have the Torah is or, like, you know, we can say all the words, but the more we say that we get it, we understand it in a seichelic way, the more we're not seeing the Torah as something which is if we would truly relate to the musig that the Bershom, and the Bershom is Megal himself in the Bria, by definition that is a source of bracha, right? If we would understand that, not just say the words, but understand that, we understand that the makom of tefisa of that isn't something beyond just words. It's a tefisa of an understanding of an experience of a reality. I think the best moshul for it is, like, there's a saying in which they say that Rav Karmishka said that something is felt in haspora is felt in havana. If you can't explain it, means you don't understand it really. So you have to translate. Not having havana in something, what does that mean? That you don't understand the true reality of it? So I can't explain love. It means I don't understand what love is. I can't explain the color red. You can't explain red. I mean, a person who's colorblind, you never saw red. Oh, red is sort of like... You cannot be miles from red. It means I have no idea what red is. I don't know what red is. But I have an intrinsic understanding of red through my chushim. I have an intrinsic understanding of love. But if a person would try and sit there and explain the mechanics of love and exactly what love means, etc., it's like trying to use a hand to hold the thought. So that's where the or of Torah is something akin to it's something which is not limited to the world of words. And if we try and just limit it to the world of words, we're going to diminish it into just being a chokhmah. That's the problem.
So what's Rav Chaim?
Rav Chaim is talking about in the world of things which are we learn Torah through our kelim. I understand the pshat no more, but I can't explain it. I intuitively understand the limud Torah requires that. Right. That being said, right, explain a nevus. Prison was worth it. He spent 10 years working on a nevus. He understands it. He has an intrinsic understanding of all the challenges of a nevus. He understands what it means to be an onav, what not to be an onav. He understood every single mistake. He's been there, everything. He can't explain a nevus to you. He doesn't
write a book about it, I guess.
At the end of the day, he can write whatever he writes. It ain't gonna work unless you yourself understand the Nevis. If you never experience the Nevis, right? We live in different planets, so there's no way to have a conversation.
Okay.